Yeah, I'd like to start the regular meeting of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen on Thursday, March 13th, 2025. The time is now 7:02. Can we please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Newberg? Ms. Petrici?
Here.
Ms. Fidomski?
Here.
Ms. Berrios Perez?
Here.
Mr. Kurtica?
Present.
Mr. Sill?
Here.
Mr. Chivarella?
Here.
Ms. Falcioni Smith?
Here.
Mr. Heider?
Here.
Okay, the record should reflect you have 8 members present, so you have a quorum, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Number 4, additions, deletions, corrections, adoption of the agenda. Are there any?
Mayor, I have 2 additions.
Okay.
To be put on there. The first one is going to be move to add to new business section 8.4. Resolution approve the adoption of the modified depreciation schedule as set forth in section 2 of House Bill 7067, effective for the 2024 assessment year. And the second addition is to move to replace the old business section 9.1, no action items this month, with bid waiver requests, discussion and action for matter related to security strategy pursuant to Connecticut General Statute Section 1-200, subsection 6C.
Okay, that's...
Can I maybe weigh in on that last one a little bit? I think what you'd want to add is a request for a bid waiver related to a matter of security pertaining to the police department IT system. Because that old reference 1-200 is to the Freedom of Information Act to go into executive session. As I understand it, the finance director is going to say something on this tonight, and hopefully it won't be necessary to go into executive session.
It's okay.
You have a copy of that?
Good. The yes, I do.
All right, so that's in the form of motion. Is there a second?
So we're going to amend it to add for a police department IT system.
Second.
Second by Ron. Any discussion?
Where did this first one come from? This addition? 8.4?
If I may, I think first you need to have a... Do you have a second on the motion?
Yes.
You did. Okay. I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
That came from the assessor's office. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number 5, public portion. Anybody from the public like to speak? Is there anybody from the public like to speak?
Ask if they want, if they're online, they should unmute and
speak. Anybody online that would like to speak, please unmute and state your name and address.
Hi, my name is Brian Sirwich. I live in Seymour, Connecticut, but Linda and Ron asked me to... I'm sorry, Roger asked me to come on today and possibly talk about O'Sullivan's Island. I'm not sure if I should do that now or later during the meeting. So
yeah, it would be now during public portion.
Okay. Well, I'm I work for Ty and Bond Engineering, and we prepared the letter for the scoot and paddle business to occupy and lease a portion of O'Sullivan's Island. And I wanted to talk about the any concerns that the Board of Aldermen may have with regards to a passive recreation business that would occupy there and provide some local revenue for the city of Derby. So I reviewed the information that was prepared by HRP, NVCOG, and the health department. And like I said, my firm prepared the letter recommending the passive recreation use in, I think it was 2023. And I still stand by that and feel that the scoot and paddle is a great passive recreational usage of the property. And it provides, some support to the local economy downtown and the future downtown, considering the Dogonic River Greenway Trail and whatnot. A lot of concerns that people may have of the past usage and the environmental concerns there. There isn't a threat to direct contact from the nature of the constituents of concern that were identified there. EPA did a very large cleanup, and for lack of a better term, kind of capped a lot of the contamination there. Health department recommended the use for passive recreation. Sure, additional testing appears to be warranted to determine, the nature and extent of the complete understanding of chemicals there. People may or may not know that area was filled in the past, and it was also used as a fire training center. EPA, over two events, removed hundreds of drums and soil contaminated with PCBs from our past industrial services in the valley, and has since kind of like capped the property, and we see it being used. I think there's about 4,000 people a year that are using the Naugatuck River Greenway Trail. And I just wanted to be here to help answer any questions that somebody may have or alleviate any concerns for the usage of this property for passive recreation.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your thoughts. Anybody else in the public like to speak?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep.
Hi, my name is Colleen Papa, and I live at 1 Stelmack Road in Derby. And there's a sign posted on my road, on the town's road, that speaks about part of the ejecting properties. Something's going to happen, but I haven't heard any information as to what. Is it being sold, or is it being used for something?
Yeah, ma'am, right now there's discussion of putting city property up for sale, but there's no decision has been made yet.
Okay, is there any other information? I missed the meeting 2 weeks ago, what would the property be used for? Is it residential or?
I don't know, ma'am. It'd be up to whoever would be interested in it. But you could probably go online and listen to the meeting that was held 2 weeks ago if you want to catch up on the information.
I did that, and I didn't find out anything at all. Just a little concerned when my personal address is on the sign referring to the sale of the property at 1 Stelmack Road, and I'm 1 Stelmack. So it's not just the road itself. It appears to be number one, my house and my husband. So there's, do you see it on it coming up on another agenda, or what would be the next?
Possibly could come back up on subcommittee, but what we will certainly check out the number to make sure it's correct.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else in the public like to speak?
Mr. Mayor, Gino DiGiovanni, 77 H Street. Mr. President, the board members, I'd just like to say good evening. Number two, I'm also the chairman of the Planning and Zoning Commission, and under tonight's agenda 6.3.2, Planning and Zoning Commission, there's going to be a appointments and reappointments, some new members and some active members. I just found out about this today when I got a phone call from some members on the board. And a gentleman, Raul Sanchez, has been a member on the Planning and Zoning Commission for 17 years. And I spoke with him this afternoon around 4:30-ish. And I asked him if he got a phone call from the mayor, which he did not. He got a phone call from Linda, the chief of staff. You know, when somebody gives 17 years of service to any business, municipality, you would think that the mayor would take the time out of his day to call and thank that person for their years of service, because it's not a pay position, it's volunteer. And planning and zoning, there is a lot of time and effort that's put into the Planning and Zoning Commission. Number two, I am the chairman of the Planning and Zoning Commission, which I spoke with the mayor numerous times about, and I thought it would have been a good idea to call the chairman and talk about the replacement of the vice chairman, which has been on the commission for 17 years. I think that was a dialogue that should have happened, and that did not happen either. The next thing I want to bring up is that according to the charter, when there is no minority representation on the Board of Aldermen, any replacements for any vacancies that have to deal with the minority party have to go to the RTC chairman, which then would provide three names, and then the mayor would then pick out of those three names. That never happened either. We had our chairman of 25 years, Teddy Eswan, Republican, Steve Jalik, our vice chair of more than a decade and a half. That never happened. They were both Republicans. That never came to the RTC chair. There are no members of the Republican Party on the commission or the Board of Aldermen. No names were ever provided. Those replacements, I feel, as I looked into this, were in violation of the charter. They weren't replaced with Republicans. And to date, if we go through what we have here tonight, I will be the only Republican on that board. The rest are unaffiliated or Democrat. So it is in my opinion, according to the charter, I think that the board tonight should table this until either Corporation Council or the parties to be figure out if this is the right way going forward. Because according to the charter, I don't believe that it is right. And my next thing is, I think we got a member of the press here, but according to the charter, it also states, and I asked the president of the Board of Aldermen, and he told me no, but the city clerk's office shall notify the mayor and the president of the Board of Aldermen 90 days prior to any expiration of any term. Now, according to Raul, he got a phone call at 4:30 today by the chief of staff. Danny Blisman, an alternate that's not going to be on the commission if we go through what is here tonight, got a phone call yesterday. So no one was ever notified that their commission was up, never mind 90 days, never mind 90 hours. And also it states in the charter under the planning and zoning, whenever the mayor of the city of Derby is required to make an appointment to any agency, commission, or board from the minority party, or to make a recommendation for an appointment to any agency, commission, board from the minority party pursuant to law, ordinance, or resolution, excluding any recommendation or appointment required by the charter. Said mayor shall such appoint from a list of at least three candidates from each such office submitted by the member of the Board of Aldermen in the city who is the leader of the members of that minority party. If there are no members on the Board of Aldermen from that minority party, the mayor shall make such appointment from the list of at least three candidates for each such office submitted by the chairman of the town committee of said minority political party. That's in the charter under planning and zoning. And I just feel that maybe, you know, you guys should just table this to make sure that you're doing it right. And I would like to, you know, at a later date, give the mayor three candidates that he could pick from, and then we could move forward. But as of right now, I know for a fact that Teddy Eswan and Steve Jalowick, and tonight would be Danny Blisman, all three Republicans. I was never contacted as the party chairman to give the mayor any names for candidacies to be replaced. Also, too, I wanted to call our ethics commission to ask them their opinion and to kind of report this. And I was notified that there is no ethics commission that was ever appointed. And according to the charter, once again, the mayor, once he takes office, has 90 days to appoint, you know, all the vacancies under Section 5 of the main charter. It says that within 30 days, the mayor has the right to appoint ethics committee, building officials, so forth and so on, which we have neither of those either. So I would highly encourage the members of the Board of Aldermen tonight to either table this, put it on the back burner. Let's get our ducks in a row and let's make this the best that we can do. Because I don't want to go forward and then have a mistake being made and then have to do it the hard way. With that, I think that's pretty much it. So it would be the replacements, just for the record, for planning and zoning under Teddy and Steve. I'm not sure if this is the right order, but Bill Harris was one that was appointed for a Republican, which is a Democrat. And then Paul Denise also was appointed for Steve or Teddy. I'm not sure which one came first, which is also a Democrat. And those are just those two. So hopefully the Board of Aldermen makes the right decision, table this, and then we will get this going in the right direction. With that, I'll be available to answer any questions if you need to. Thank you.
Anybody else in front like to speak?
Dan Blisman, 30 Clark Street Extension, Derby, potential former member as an alternate of the Planning and Zoning Commission. I would just like to add one thing to what Gino said. If it's true and the mayor did violate the charter by appointing the last two without going through the proper channels, any decisions, and the Corporation Council can tell me if I'm right or wrong about this, but if anybody doesn't like any of the decisions that board has made, it's going to become a lawsuit. Because you didn't follow your own rules on the appointment process.
So I'll just jump in real quick on that. 15 days to appeal from a vote. If an appeal wasn't taken within 15 days, those decisions are final.
Even if
those decisions are final.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Under state law. And one other question. The appointments that are being made and the appointments that have been made, have they been people who have left partway through their term, or are they after the expiration of their terms?
Both.
No, but Mr. Estwan's term expired?
Yes.
Mr. Jalowick's
resigned.
Thank you. Okay.
And tonight you have a mix of well, actually, I'm sorry. Tonight's all expired.
All expired terms.
Tonight.
Thank you.
Anybody from else like to, from the public like to speak? Anybody else from the public like to speak?
My name is Mark Arfalim, town clerk. Just want to speak to a number of issues on the agenda tonight. First of which, to remind you that today is March 13th, 2025, 5 years ago today,
we went into shutdown for COVID. And also very regretfully to report to you that a former business owner and well-known citizen in our city of Derby, Frank Romano, passed away a little bit ago today. So I just asked the board to, was the former owner of Frankie's Restaurant, and certainly an upstanding family and a great business owner and contributor to our city. So I just asked the board to pause for a moment of silence on that. Thank you. So I'd speak about three items that are on the agenda tonight. 7.2.1, which is the use of O'Sullivan Island for scoot and paddle. And in respect to the work of the entity, they do a great job and certainly have a great reputation. However, of note, I just want to, and I've been consistent because I said this the last times that this matter has come up over the last several years. And to be clear, O'Sullivan Island has a notice of significant environmental hazard from the Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, with the most likely area of PCB contamination at the edge of the riverbed. Therefore, it's not safe for the city to condone the use of these areas where the exposure is likely. A couple other items. There are open items in the license agreement that you have before you tonight. So they need to be addressed. None the least of which is the monthly rental fee, whatever that's going to be. And the other thing is that the city, as I brought up the last time, the city does not own Hog Island. So we can't lease Hog Island to somebody because we don't own it. So those are my thoughts on that. The other two items are item 8-1, USDA Rural Development Grant Application Resolution, and number two, the 8.2 New Haven Community Foundations grant application. I have a number of questions that I believe the board should ask and have answered before you go forward with this to protect the city's interest. I've written them down so you can choose to ask them, but I would ask that they be made part of the record so that I don't want to extend the meeting, but I'll pass them out so you have
them. Those questions, what number, Mark?
8-1 and 2.
Thank you, Mark.
Are you done, Mark?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else on the public like to speak? Third and final time, anybody else on the public like to speak? Hearing none, public portion is now closed. I'll move on to number 6. Administrative and appointments. 6.1, approval of minutes. There are none, no action this month. 6.2, monthly tax refunds. Move to approve monthly tax refunds in the amount of $17,830.67, dated March 11, 2025. Is there a motion?
So move.
Made by Ron. Is there a second?
Sarah.
Second by Sarah. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 6.3, appointments to boards and commissions. 6.3.1, Water Pollution Control Authority. Move to approve the appointment of Mary Kay Strickland to the Water Pollution Control Authority, effective immediately and expiring on October 31st, 2028, to fill a long-standing vacancy. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Made by George. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Sarah. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Mayor, I'm taking a look at a couple issues with respect to the planning and zoning appointments, and I'd ask that the matters be passed for the time being, and we can maybe come back to them before the end of the meeting.
Would you have any problem with that? No. Okay, good. 6.4, Mayor's update. I regret that I do not have an update this month. We were going through some issues with my family members medically, and I wasn't able to get one done this month, but I will return to that next month. 7, committee reports and recommendations. 7.1, community relations and blight. No action this month. 7.2, property and development committee.
Thank you. 7.2.1, proposal for use of O'Sullivan Island by Scoot and Paddle. Discussion and possible action based on review of Corporation Council.
Oh, thank you. So we did, in fact, review what was done in the past. And Roger was kind enough to forward to us a copy of the agreement that was utilized in the past. It was a license agreement. I agree that if you decide to go forward with this, I think a license agreement is more appropriate than a lease with regard to this activity. It is more of a temporary nature, so I think that I am in agreement with my predecessor that it should be done by a license agreement. We made some modifications to the license agreement, which is different than the past license agreement. We, in fact, if I can have a moment, one of the major issues has been the environmental status of the property. You heard Mr. Garofalo speak about it. You heard the individual from Tygan Bond, the gentleman who authored the report. Tygan Bond is a really fine firm that we have worked with for a long time in a variety of situations. They have opined on this. However, we did basically put in this agreement that the licensee is acknowledging that they're utilizing this property as is, that they are in effect assuming the risk, if you will, of their activities on the property, and that we also added some clauses regarding the type of activity that they're doing. In the final analysis, you have a professional opinion from Tygan Bond that it's safe for passive recreational use. We strengthened the agreement some. We left a blank for what you're looking for a monthly rent. And if we also put in a term of 7 months, I don't know if that works because we haven't had any direct conversations on this, but effective May 1 and expiring November 30th. That's something that seems to fit the season from what I understand. November, I don't know. Octobers have been pretty good lately, so we figured go to November 1 if you so choose to do this, to take this up. And that's basically it. I don't know if anyone has any questions, but the legal document that's put together is a good legal document. They utilized a license agreement that we recognize that we like, and as I said, we added some provisions to it. So I have no problems from that standpoint. The decision whether to use the island, you know, at all, you have a professional opinion from Tygan Bond, but we also know what's there. The Tygan Bond report had a number of qualifications on it. It has to be grass covered. You can't be basically digging, you know, you don't want exposure to the dirt. It is, you know, the
The area that has the most likely exposure to the PCBs is down by the shoreline. I think they talked about, if I heard, you had some kind of plan to, you were doing something a little different this time than what you did last time. But that's basically it. So it really falls back on you as to whether you want to do it. A, what is the rent? B, is the term good? The 7 months, I think it probably is. And C, are you comfortable using that space for passive recreation? That's your judgment call. As corporation counsel, I don't make that. So.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Is there a motion?
Is there a number? Is there a rental fee that people are comfortable with? If approved, board members?
The original ask was $200 per month.
I would like, I would like to see like $500 a month, you know, talking to some business owners, talking to some, you know, I mean, I'm sorry.
How's she going to make any money? I know you don't care about.
So, I mean, just talking to other, you know, business owners around, you know, leasing, you know, the city property, you know, we have, you know, many business owners. I would love to, you know, I'm just, you know, throwing out a number that, you know, in talking with other, you know, people who are paying rents and whatnot in Derby who are business owners that so just throwing out that. As a number.
Willing to count. I'll make a motion that we approve with a price of $200 a month. Second.
Made by Ron, second by Chev. Dave Chevrolet. Any other discussion?
I would just like to ask if the gentleman from Tygan Bond is still on, if he can just opine on the edge of the river. If you can give us any indication of the PCB levels there.
Hi, yeah, I'm still on. There isn't a lot of information on the edge of the river. Much of the investigation that was done by others was kind of on the level portion of the site. One thing that the June 2015 Department of Public Health consultation letter concluded that was exposure to contaminants in the shallow soils are unlikely to harm people's health because exposure to doses are not high enough to cause harmful health effects and cancer risks are not elevated. So one of the things that is important there is the dosage risk and the amount of time you're exposed to it. So the on the edge of the river, sure, there may be some, you know, contaminants in the sediments, but it is the Housatonic River, and it may not all be associated with sources from O'Sullivan's Island. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of industry up gradient. But the exposure time is very limited. I mean, as people are entering into the water, they may be standing on the sediment for, you know, just a couple of minutes before they get into their kayak or paddleboard. That also being said, I discussed with Roger the usage of temporary mats that you can roll out and roll back periodically so that clientele can walk upon. And again, once again, reduce any exposure. and like the health department letter says, it's the dosage and the amount of time you're exposed to it. So, you know, it's the dermal effect from minutes of touching a material that may or may not be there, is very minimal. So I just keep that into mind when you're thinking about these things. A lot of these contaminant concentrations and the criteria that are developed are based on long-term exposure, you know, 8-hour exposure limits at pretty high concentrations. So a lot of the main source of material and contamination was removed by EPA over two events. So
this is Rich Paterla, the Corporation Counsel for the City of Derby. I just want to, for the record, have you say it. I think I heard you say it in the public session, but I'd like you to say it for the meeting. You stand by the report that you issued, I think back in 2023, I think it was, and those recommendations and your opinion as to whether it is safe for passive recreation is good to this day. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, Rich.
All right. And what I just wanted to note in paragraph 3 of the agreement, one of the provisions that we added is that the licensee hereby acknowledges and represents that licensee has received a copy of the Tag Bond report dated June 2nd, 2023, and is familiar with the recommendations contained therein and will comply with the recommendations set forth in the T&B June 2nd, 2023 report. That's how one of the ways we tried to deal with this issue to everyone's hopefully satisfaction. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion?
Yeah, I just have one more question, and thank you for that information that suffices my concern. The other question is, who does own Hog Island if the City of Derby doesn't? And can we make this agreement on property that's not owned by us?
If I can answer real quick, and I may or may not be correct on this, but when I looked at the City of Derby GIS website and doing some research and whatnot, it's listed as being owned by the City of Derby.
Yeah, I'm not prepared to opine as the title on Hog Island. That's something that would require a lot of work, a lot of research, and I'm not sure it's I don't know if it's necessary for this purpose.
Yeah.
But I will say this. We're giving a license agreement. It's not a lease. We're giving a license agreement. So that is sort of a temporary permission to utilize.
Can I just say, we won't be using Hog Island. That was in 2023, was one of the options that we were looking at.
You're not using it at all. Yeah. So I would ask the board, if you're inclined to go forward, let's remove that. We will remove that reference from the license agreement. Any reference to Hog Island will be taken out.
Yeah, I'm still denying.
Mr. Mayor, too, the other thing is, or Corporation Council, you might want to review what was sent to you, because if you didn't have the signed agreement, there were multiple agreements before that were wrong, that were eventually changed, because she never used Hog Island.
Okay, we're good with the document that we revised, but we will remove any reference to Hog Island. Since you're not going to use it, we've taken that out of the equation, and I don't have to worry about trying to determine the title to an island in the river for I forget what the rent is now that you're looking at.
Last, at the public portion, you had mentioned, or she had mentioned, about putting something, a walkway or something, mm-hmm. to get onto the kayak.
Right. We've looked at.
Oh. Hit it again, Roger. Hit it again. Hit the button again. Okay. There you go.
Behave yourself. We've looked at essentially a rollout type of ramp, which you have to come in and out with the tide and so on. The other quick way, which was mentioned by Tiger Bond, is actually to roll out a mat so that you don't actually put your feet on the sort of surface at all. Just walk straight on the mat and into the kayak or paddleboard. So either way, there will be no direct contact with the beach, if that's the right word.
Okay, so something will be provided.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
You should perhaps mention.
Turn it
hit off. The button. And 2023, that season was only 5 months. That was the kind of intention. And there were some 2,500 visitors using the service. And that was the first year. And it was chaotic down there getting into that area, as you can imagine. It's a little easier now because the road building is almost, you know, reaching the end of its of work. We had some good feedback from places like the Twisted Vine, from Bad Sons, from a whole number of restaurants that had people who had been on either on the bikes, and we found with a mixture of different demographics. You know, elderly people could ride the bikes around the greenway, whereas typically younger people would be on the paddle boards and the kayaks. And people would go up. So obviously promoting it a second time round is going to be a little easier, but it's still very new service. So that's where Tina's going to have to be spending money is promoting it. And obviously the quicker that started, the better.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. 7.3, Finance and Public Safety Committee.
.3.1, resolution regarding one-time salary adjustment for registrar of voters. Move to approve the resolution entitled one-time increase to registrars of voters salary dated March 13th, 2025.
That a form of motion?
Is there a motion? I'll make that in the form of a motion. Okay.
Thank you. Motion made by Sarah. Is there a second? Second, Rob. Any discussion?
Just for the board's information. This is, again, will be a one-time increase that's allowed at the two-year mark of the registrars of voters term. The next motion is going to be for kind of a long-term codified, so it doesn't have to come back to us in the future anymore, and it'll just be kind of implemented going forward. That's it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
7.3.2, Registrars of Voters Permanent Salary Ordinance, Section 14-7. Move to adopt a new ordinance, Section 14-7, entitled Registrars of Voters Salary, dated March 13th, 2025. I'll make that in the form of a motion.
Motion made by Sarah. Is there a second? Second by Rob. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. 8, new business. 8.1, resolution, grant application, USDA rural development, $50,000. Roger? You're good. Don't touch the button. No, it did it again. There you go.
All right, just a little bit of background. The city is a member of Connecticut Main Street Center, and it's a nonprofit organization which is funded largely by the state, but also by United Illuminating and by Eversource and by several banks.
Pleasure.
Several banks. Looks myself again. Okay. So there's in the state, there are 65 communities or municipalities that are members, and 20 of those municipalities have already taken advantage of the service.
Yeah, again.
I just keep my hand on it. How's that?
No, leave it. So let it go now. Don't touch it now.
Okay. Just look at it. All right. So you have 20 communities that are already signed up and doing the Main Street revitalization program that is offered by Connecticut Main Street Center. Some of the places that I visited include Deep River and Stonington and New London, and they have all used this service. We pay $1,000 a year as a member. Why does it keep going?
Yeah, just don't
handle it.
Don't touch it.
Yeah. Put a hand clasp on. Okay. So they conducted an assessment of what it would take to revitalize downtown Derby. In their view, there is value to be gained by improving the sort of civic presence to increase the social value of getting people downtown, and of course the economic value of bringing business to the downtown communities. So they wrote us a proposal back in 2023, which I think you may have a copy of. And it's a four-phase proposal, which requires us essentially setting up within the city a volunteer group to help execute the program which they have designed and installed in several other communities within the state. So that was about in 2023. They were looking at $100,000. We decided we didn't have that to spend. And this is kind of a really strange situation, but you may have heard that the federal government is cutting back on a lot of grants. And so we were, in fact, involved in a grant application development authority of the federal government. They are no longer issuing grants. They've even fired the regional director of the EDA. If you go online with the EDA national level, it says the website is no longer available. So the federal government has cut back on that. We were approached by the USDA, that's the US Department of Agriculture, who do still have money. And they have grants available up to $50,000. Application had to be done by 28th of February. We knew about that about 2 weeks ago. So we've written that grant. We've submitted the grant based on essentially the implementing the Main Street program that we just talked about. So grant is not viable until we have a resolution passed by the board. There is no city match. There's no cost to the city. It's $50,000 if we get awarded it. But we do need a resolution to accept it, apply for it. Okay.
Okay. Any questions for Roger? Is there a motion?
I move that we approve the grant application from the USDA. Rural development in the amount of $50,000.
Made by George, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ron. Any more discussion?
I have a question. If we approve the grant, we have to go with the Main Street proposal of $100,000?
That was what we submitted to the USDA.
But we go for this grant, we get the grant. Where does the rest of that money come
from? Well, part of it is Haven Community Foundation, and I've talked to the executive director of the Main Street Center. They're willing to relook at the four phases based on the available money.
It just said that it would no cost us, though. You said
it was going to be no cost to us, but if the two grants don't cover the 100, does the project get scaled back, or do we have to cover the rest?
No.
So whatever we get for grants, that's the amount of services we will use with them.
Unless we find at some point in the implementation, we can apply for another one.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Discussion?
We received this yesterday. Did everybody go through this? Did everybody have a chance to go through all of this?
Skip.
No.
I sent it out last week.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah, I did not receive this. I did not look at this. I'm sorry. There is. It's March 11th. Mm-hmm. It's today's March 13th. So 2 days ago. So I have not gone through this. I have not looked at it, you know, and the new items on the agenda, you know, the day before, I've, you know, Mayor and Linda, I've asked, you know, that you get in touch with us and let us know when there's new things that are not coming out of committee to be added. So I just don't feel comfortable voting anyway without taking a look at new items that have been added.
Any other discussion? All in favor? Opposed?
And I'll abstain.
One abstention. Motion carries.
Thank you.
8.2, resolution grant application, New Haven Community Foundation, $15,000. Discussion, possible action. Roger?
Essentially the same thing. The executive director of Street Center said she was applying on her behalf for $15,000 for the city to put towards doing this project. But it needs, again, the support of the board. There's no contribution from the city.
There a motion?
Mayor, I move that we move the grant application to the New Haven Community Foundation to $15,000.
Made by George. Is there a second? Second by Dave Chiarella. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I abstain.
One abstention. Motion carries.
Thank you.
8.3, request from Derby Shelton Rotary Club to place flags on the Derby Shelton Bridge and the Derby Green for their 2025 Flags for Heroes fundraiser. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Made by George. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Jessica. We'll give her a shout out. Any discussion?
Can we see if they can do them in front of the City Hall again as well? I see the two spots, but it was so nice right in front of City Hall as well.
I will absolutely know that. Yep. Any other discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. So we're going to so we're going to go back to 6.3.2, Planning and Zoning Commission appointments for Parish Council.
If I may, the provision that was being talked about by my friend, Mr. D. Giovanni, is in the charter, but it is not the provision that would apply to the Planning and Zoning Commission. The Planning and Zoning Commission is set forth in your ordinances, believe it or not, and you go to 7-73 of the Code of the City of Derby, and that is where it begins. And 7-74 provides that upon the expiration of each term, the mayor, subject to the approval of the Board of Aldermen, shall appoint a successor who shall serve for a term of 5 years. Each person appointed shall be an elector of the city, holding no salaried municipal office, and not more than 5 members of the Planning and Zoning Commission shall be from any one political party. So I don't know these folks who are on here. I recognize some of the names from years ago, but if as long as your appointments, there are not more than 5 of whom shall be of one party, then, and these are expired terms that you're filling, then you can go forward under, oh, forgive me, I got to go back to my phone here for a second, then you can go forward and fill them. The alternates, on the other hand, and I don't know the folks, I've met my friend in the back there before, but you have 2 alternates, one of whom is from one party and the other would be from the other party. You can't have 2 from the same party. So I don't know if you're violating that by this going forward. If you would, I'd ask you not to go forward on that then tonight, but you can certainly go forward on the on the full...
I apologize for being out of order. I know this is unconventional. Are you saying that 771 does not apply to 773?
771 does not apply. Let's see what
you... That would be appointments to agencies and commissions. It's the section directly before that, which the Planning and Zoning Commission, I would assume, is considered a commission.
Well, I would say that the specific provision would apply, which is 7... Now you made me miss it.
The mayor shall make all appointments and recommendations for appointments to commissions, boards, and agencies prescribed by law, ordinance, or resolution. And then it continues to read as the same as what you mentioned before.
I read this out of the ordinances, Rich, not from the
you want it on state paper? Charter.
Well, the provision I thought you were talking about, to be candid with you, is the one that reads... The
Section
one
5 of the charter you talk about?
I think so.
No, I was not reading from there. This is where I read from.
All right. Let's see. So we can do this.
If we're going to have a group discussion, then Section 73, 771, and 772, they talk about that. The issue is whenever the mayor of the city of Derby is required to make an appointment to all of those things, from the minority party. This, the ordinance for the Planning and Zoning Commission does not say that these seats have to be from the minority party. That provision is in there for things like the police commission, whereas in the charter, it specifically says that there has to be one Democrat and one Republican.
I agree with you. So that is exactly what 7-72 says. And what I would say, what I would say is, the planning and zoning statute is specific, and that is the statute, that is the ordinance, rather, that governs the appointments to the commission. These are not minority seats. 5 seats can be from one party. Okay, that's it. For example, the other seats don't have to be, I don't know what the majority is.
It's all Democrat. I'm the Republican. This is what I'm trying to get at.
Well, you can only have 5 from the same party.
We will have 5. 5 Democrats, 1 Republican, and 1 unaffiliated.
That's okay. You can do that. That fits. 5 from one party. That's what the provision says in the ordinances. So you can do that.
Somebody is registered from one party, you could ask that person to change to fit the narrative on what you would want it to be? Or where do you get? So if I'm a registered Republican, and they need a Democrat. They say, Gino, you want to be on the board, but you got to be a Democrat. I say, okay, I'll be a Democrat today. I could do that to fit the seat.
I'm not going to answer that tonight.
Well, that's why I'm saying to look at it.
Well, what I'm saying is, so that you have 5 from one party, and you have 1 Republican, Gino, and you have 1 unaffiliate. That would be the makeup of the board. If that's the makeup of the board, you can go forward. The 772, that's a different situation. Okay. And these are not unexpired terms. The other, and on the alternates, you have to have 1 from each party.
I beg your pardon. It just says not more than 1 from the same political.
That's correct. So you can have an unaffiliate. That's right.
Yeah.
That is exactly right. Or from a different party, a minority party.
Just can't have 2 of the same.
That's exactly
right.
That's correct. So there you have it.
So we can move forward on this?
You can move forward if you're going to have no more than 5 from one party.
We're good on that.
Okay. And if your alternates are 1 and 1.
Good on that too. 6.3.2, Planning and Zoning Commission, move to approve the reappointment of David Kajanski as a regular member of the Planning and Zoning Commission, effective immediately and expiring on February 28th, 2029.
So moved.
Made by Rob.
Second.
There's a second. There's Amy. Any discussion?
I actually have to confer with Gino there. I just want to have a better understanding. What is the issue? Why do we have to decide now? Why can't we table it? It's not. I'm looking to have our mayor be in good standing with the public planning and zoning. Why can't he confer with Gino and at least hear him out his possible choices. I know that the mayor has the right to, but again, if we're all trying to work together here, at least give him the common courtesy of talking to him before we put names forward.
I think these first two, though, are cut and dry. They're reappointments.
I'm new to this. I don't know which ones are new or not. I just want to certainly see the mayor.
The first two are just replacing who's on there, but giving them another term. The other two is different.
Okay. So A and B are?
Guys that are on there getting reappointed when their time's up.
It's the C and D ones that there's discussions about.
Right.
Thank you. Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. B, move to approve the reappointment of Raymond Sadlick as a regular member of the Planning and Zoning Commission, effective immediately and expiring on February 28th, 2030. Made by Ron. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Robin. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. C, move to approve the appointment of Richard Bartholomew as a regular member of the Planning and Zoning Commission, effective immediately and expiring on February 28, 2030, to replace Raul Sanchez, whose term expired on February 28, 2025.
This is where I interrupt now?
Yep.
This is where I guess, if possible.
I would make the motion. I'm so moved.
Is there a motion?
Yeah, I'll make the motion.
You're making that
motion? Sir, make the motion.
Okay.
All right. Is there a second? You second?
Second.
All right. Discussion.
What's the motion?
Motion is to approve Richard Bartholomew. Oh,
I thought it was the table. No, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I wanted a different motion. I wanted the motion to table it until the mayor speaks with Gino DiGiovanni, who's in charge of the planning and zoning there, to have his input.
Okay.
That was my motion. Sorry.
All right. So, Sarah, you would have to rescind your motion, I guess?
No, the motion to table overrides, I believe. No?
Did anybody make a motion?
I was starting, and then Sarah, I thought it was taking over mine, but it was a different.
So you have a motion on the.
I'm sorry. You have a motion on the floor.
Yeah.
If somebody makes a motion to table, a motion to table does take precedence over the other motion.
Okay.
But you need a second on the motion to table if you're tabling, and then you have no discussion on the motion to table.
Okay.
Those are the rules.
All right. So
what was the original motion?
The original motion was to appoint Richard Bartholomew. It was made by Sarah and seconded by Dave.
No, David wanted to make a motion to table.
But he actually.
So he has to rescind.
But I was about to make a motion. It's no offense until Sarah just cut me off.
Just withdraw your second.
Okay, I withdraw my second. Can I make my motion again?
No, no, hold on.
You have a motion on the floor, so you have to ask if
there's. What's the motion?
The motion's to appoint Mr. Bartholomew.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second by George. Now discussion.
Just for discussion purposes.
So now that, he can make.
Now, you can.
David?
I can make a motion too, or?
You can make a. You guys got to stop that. He can make a motion to table. Yes. Okay.
I'd like to make a motion to table the appointment C and D to a future meeting. After the mayor confers with planning and zoning president, or whatever, I'm sorry, whatever he's called, Gino DiGiovanni.
Okay, so there's a motion to table. Is there a second? Second by Robin. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Did everybody vote? I'm sorry.
Yep.
One no, and everybody else said yes. All right. Mr. Giovanni, we'll make a meeting next week sometime. Perfect. Great. Can't wait.
Yeah, C and D. Right?
C and D.8.4, resolution to approve the adoption of the modified. Again, depreciation schedule as set forth in section 2 of HB 7067, effective for the 2024 assessment year. Betsy.
Good evening. I'm Betsy Quist. I'm the assessor for the city of Derby. I appreciate you letting me speak tonight, since this House bill has quite a tight schedule to it if you decide to adopt it. That's why I needed to see you quickly. Let me give you a little down information about House Bill 7067. This part of it, Section 2, is a local option. That is why I'm here, because the local option would need to be enacted by the municipality. This section allows the municipality to increase the depreciation table for the motor vehicles from the current schedule beginning at 85% and ending at 15%, with no assessment being lower than 500, to a table starting at 90% to the lower of 20%. Again, no assessment lower than 500. In order to enact this local option, the town must pass a vote of its legislative body, or in a municipality where the legislative body is a town meeting, by vote of its board of selectmen. Any town that enacts this local option must notify OPM within 14 days of passing, which we will begin to use that new schedule. We have until April 15th to enact this. It was signed by the governor on the 3rd of March, so the time frame is very, very small. I want to give you a little background on the motor vehicles changing from last year to this year. The old way to value motor vehicles was taking the current value, timesing it by 0.7, and that was your assessment and what you were taxed on. And by the state, it uses a lower mill rate than the town mill rate, the city mill rate, and it uses a 32.46 mill rate. That mill rate will still be what we would use. That's governed by the state law. Now, the new way this year that we needed to do it, we had to find the MSRP of the price of your car when you purchased it. If it was one in 2017, 20, 2015, we had to find the MSRP. We start with the 2024 and 2025 vehicles would start at 85% of the MSRP, and then they would go 70%. The MSRP would drop 5% per year of your vehicle. So it would go from 24, 23 would go to 80, and so on, 5% down until it reached a 15% bottom line. If anybody has noticed, we lost $12 million in our motor vehicle grand list this year based on this new way of pricing, which was a 12% decrease in our motor vehicles. Most municipalities in the state of Connecticut experienced exactly the same thing, a decrease in their motor vehicles. So the legislators came together to enact this local option bill to allow the municipalities to recoup some of the losses that they're receiving. It obviously won't bring us to a zero or an increase, but it will allow us to not receive such an enormous decrease. What does it mean if we enact this bill? This will be that we will have to open up our 2024 motor vehicle grand list, redo the whole vehicle grand list, reapply all the exemptions, and then sign it, file it with the town clerk's office, and have it enacted by April 15th. So if we choose to do this, we do have to notify OPM within 10 days that we've chosen to do this. There is a Board of Assessment Appeals section to this that opens up the Board of Assessment Appeals to appeal this. So it has a lot of moving parts. I'm just here to propose this to you. You're the legislative body. You can decide to enact it or not to enact it on a local option. I'm just here to try to give you the information and what it represents. Are there any questions?
If I can give you some other information that we've developed. This is information that we gleaned through another assessor today, that as of today, 24 towns are implementing it, 9 are not, and 2 are going to vote next week. Stratford voted to enact the local option on Monday night, this past Monday. Seymour is scheduled next Tuesday. It's on their agenda. The
big issues from talking to assessors and chief executive officers in other municipalities and here is exactly what was described, and that is the dramatic drop in the grand list. So I think that is why most towns and cities that are going to look at this are going to enact it. Remember, this was passed by the legislature to address a situation that was brought to the attention of the legislature by municipalities and by the Assessors Association, from what I believe.
Yes.
So the overwhelming number of towns seem to be enacting it. I don't know what Ansonia is doing, but I do know that Seymour most likely will enact it. And I noted some others tonight. So,
and I know, I'm certainly supportive of this, Brian Hall, the finance director. As we're putting together the budget, you know, it would be very helpful to have this additional revenues and not have to try to find it some other way. So I'm also very supportive.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you.
So if you're going to do it, because this is real important, the mayor is going to have to sign a certification that's going to go to OPM. And I know that but to do that, we want to do this right in terms of what the motion would be. So I would think we should have a motion. We have drafted up a little language here, resolved that the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen approves the adoption of the modified depreciation schedule as set forth in Section 2 of House Bill 7067, effective for the 2024 assessment year. This will authorize the City of Derby to adjust the valuation of motor vehicles for property tax purposes in accordance with the provisions contained in HB 7067. So I know that's been passed out. If somebody would make that in the form of a motion so that the mayor is on real solid ground when he attests that this was enacted tonight, please do so. Thank you.
So moved. Motion made by George. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Amy. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. What do we got? 9.1.
We're
8.5.
What? Did you add
8.5? No, 8.4. That was
9.1. That was the next one. That's 9.1.
Okay. Sorry, Mayor.
No problem. Bid waiver request, discussion in action for matter related to security strategy pursuant to Section 1-206C. Brian Hall.
And as Corporate Counsel said, this is relating to the police department's information technology, hardware, and software update that is needed. We've been receiving some quotes and in the process of receiving quotes from two of our existing vendors and one new vendor to conduct these upgrades. I do, however, think that these costs are going to exceed $15,000. So that is why I'm here tonight in order to ask for the RFP waiver so that we can choose between these three vendors and immediately begin work on the upgrades that are, imminently needed.
Hall. Hit it again.
Mr. Hall, thank you. Thank you for this. I know we've had discussions over the last several days about this issue here. And I don't even know if I could say this in the meeting, but we should look for a vendor, not necessarily the cheapest vendor, but a vendor who would alleviate all the problems that we had down at the police station.
Right, I agree. There's a lot of strategic and risk things that we need to consider when we're making these decisions and not just the financial ones. Completely agree.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Brian?
Just the point. So typically when you waive the bid, you waive the bid for an amount and for the vendor that you're picking. So,
So everybody knows why you're waiving the bid or what the two bids are.
Well, yeah, we don't know who the vendor is going to be, but
as soon as these bids come in and the investigation is done of the vendor, then
put your mic on.
It was on. All right, I'm sorry. Why don't you decide who the vendors are and what they're going to offer us, so we won't have the problem.
Can we please have silence in? Can we please just have no more comments and sounds coming from me?
I agree.
It's getting very distracting. Thank you.
Thank you. Like I reiterate, we look for a vendor who will alleviate the problems that we had down at the police department, that we won't have them again, hopefully.
So we have drafted a resolution to deal with this matter. Remember, security matters are exempt from freedom of information, from disclosure, and it's actually a basis for an executive session. So the motion that was put together with that in mind, and it reads, a resolve pursuant to section 55 of the Derby City Charter that the bidding process for selecting a vendor to provide information technology consulting services and hardware and software upgrades to the Derby Police Department is hereby waived. I think that would solve the issue so that the finance director can move forward in an expedited manner to get the police department the help that it needs. My only suggestion would be after that is done, that the amount of the contract is disclosed to the board and the vendor. Fair enough?
That's fair.
Hey. I make that in the form of a motion, Mr. Mayor.
Motion made by George. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ron. Any more discussion?
I would just, note too, another possibility is, just calling a special meeting once we know if there's a quorum to have that, done quick, a quick Zoom meeting if that's possible.
Yeah, I mean, I expect it to be early next week, so. I'm hoping that we get all the bids in and we get moving, which is why I'm here tonight.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number 10, executive session. A, claim of Thomas Lionetti, pending claim. B, Halo versus D'Angelo, pending litigation. And C, Two Factory Street, property acquisition. Need a motion to go into executive session, invite Corporation Counsel and Linda Fusco.
So moved. Oh, sorry.
Can we also have Brian Hall?
I'm sorry, and Brian Hall.
For the executive session as well.
Okay, and Brian Hall.
So moved.
All right, made by Sammy, second by Ron. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
At 8:20.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to pause the recording and then we'll bring it, put the folks in the waiting room in there, and then I'll let you back in when the executive session is over.
There, Sarah. I agree with you.
Yeah.
They can't.
Okay. I need a motion to come out of executive session at 8:51. Do I have a motion? Made by Ron. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Amy. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 11, regular session action of executive session. A, claim of Tom Lionetti, pending claim, discussion, possible action.
I make a motion to approve the settlement as recommended by the Corporation Counsel.
Motion made by George. Is there a second?
Yes.
Second by Robin. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. B, Mahalo versus D'Angelo, pending litigation, discussion and possible action.
Make a motion to approve the settlement as recommended by the Corporation Counsel.
Motion made by George. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ron. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. C, 2 Factory Street.
There's no action, Mr. Mayor.
No action. 12, Ron. Second? Second by Rob. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.